Here's an unusual credential, a life of decadence, drug use, and other illegal acts. But Sebastian Horsley has managed to turn it into a memoir called Dandy in the Underworld. 2 days ago, on his way to New York to promote the book, Horsley was denied entry to the United States on grounds of moral turpitude. He has this essay on what it means to be a modern-day dandy.
The parade of dressing up came from Mother. If she'd been Queen of England, she would have worn her crown at breakfast. I can remember her dressing once with great care in front of the mirror before going out, demanding that one of her children accompany her. "Which child?" the nanny asked. "I don't care," Mother snapped. "Whichever one goes with red velvet." Naturally, it was me. One day I stole into Mother's dressing room. I draped myself in her black feather boa and slid on her pink silk gloves. I sat at her dressing table and painted myself with her brightest red lipstick. I can still remember the sticky aroma and the strange waxy texture on my lips, but I was dazzled by the gash across my face. Copying Mother, I rubbed my lips together, pursing and pouting in the mirror. The transformation was intoxicating. I had no choice. I had not created myself, but I was stuck with myself, and when I was stuck with myself, I would create myself. By the time I had got to my velveteens, with an exuberant explosion of sequins and silk, I had arrived. Goodbye, school. Hello, tailor. I remember having my first suits made, with their cuts and their plunges, their sweeps and their collars. As the tailor draped me in a sevenfold velvet shield of insignificance, I knew that I was finally free. We are all imprisoned in our own skins for life, no longer. Dandyism is the lion's skin in which the lamb masquerades. So what is dandyism? Dandyism is a form of self-worship which dispenses with the need to find happiness from others, especially women. And yet the estrangement of the thoroughgoing dandy is not from women, but from life. It is taking up a posture of ironic detachment from the world and living it out in scrupulous detail. Dandyism is social, human, and intellectual. It is not a suit of clothes walking about by itself. Being a dandy is a condition rather than a profession. It is a defence against suffering and a celebration of life. It is not fashion, it is not wealth, it is not learning, it is not beauty. It is a shield and a sword and a crown, all pulled out of the dressing-up box in the attic of the imagination. Dandyism is a lie which reveals the truth, and the truth is that we are what we pretend to be. The only way of tolerating existence is to lose oneself in a perpetual orgy of absurdity. When I hear thunder, I take a bow. When I hear rain, I assume it is applause. And so, like the sun, I shine, having no alternative. I shall be a reprobate dandy. That's my job. And the good Lord will forgive me. That's his.
And that's Sebastian Horsley. He's the author of Dandy in the Underworld. He lives in London. For an excerpt of his book, go to our website, npr.org.